Conversation 2.
So, how's our presentation about the restructuring of the company coming along?
Fine. I'm putting the finishing touches to it now, but we'll have to be prepared for questions.
Yes, there's already a feeling that this is a top-down change. We really need to get everyone on board.
Well, there's been an extensive consultation period.
I know, but there's always the feeling that if it isn't broke, don't fix it.
People are worried about their jobs, too. I think we need to stress that while there'll be some job changes, there won't be anyone getting dismissed. In fact, we're looking to take on more staff.
Agreed. You can hardly blame people for worrying, though. We need to make it clear that it's not just change for change's sake. In other words, we really must make the case for why we are doing it. So, what's the outline of the presentation?
I'll start with a brief review of the reasons for the change, that we really need to make a clean break to restart growth. After that, I'll outline the new company structures and who's going where. Then I'll hand it over to you to discuss the timeline and summarize, and we'll take questions together at the end. Anything else?
Oh, yeah. We should let the staff know the channels of communication, you know, who they can contact or direct questions to about these changes.
Yes. And we can collect some frequently asked questions and present some general answers.
And we'll make the presentation and the questions available via the company's own computer network, right?
Yes. We'll make a page on the network where staff can download all the details.
All right. Perhaps we should do a practice run of the presentation first.
You bet.
Questions 5 to 8 are based on the conversation you have just heard. Question 5. What is the man going to do? Question 6. What does the man say about the restructuring? Question 7. What will the man explain first? Question 8. How can the staff learn more about the company's restructuring?